This is a discussion group, if you don't mind. There's something wrong with preaching. You know, a preacher speaks, you listen, you don't learn much. You sit there, nod your head, you go home and you feel a little bit better. But most of you are very much word-oriented. You think about what I'm saying, you hear what I'm saying, and you run it through your head and you try to remember it. Kindly do not remember anything I say. Don't try. If you do remember something, that's okay. If it sticks, it means something. It has life. Now, I've been married for 55 years, and 55 years of marriage is not easy when you have someone always rebellious. See? Do any of you men understand what I'm talking about? Of course, you've never been married for 55 years. Most of you don't last, you know, 2-3 months. But before I get into the marriage thing, the relationship between men and women, which is absolutely 100%, 200%, if it's possible, essential for happiness, prosperity, a nation that doesn't fall into despotism, under the reign of despotism, which we are falling into now. But I want to say, just to give you a statistic before I start with man-woman, because you're going to need man-woman, aren't you, pretty soon. You're just a young man, okay? So, and you're going to need it, aren't you? You know, because you've seen the way what women are like, don't you? They're all the same. Now, of course, men are all the same. And every woman that ever lived made the same mistake. Every man that ever lived that made the mistake. Some lived to outlive the mistake. I outlived my mistake. And I would like to see you outlive yours, because then your family will be happy. Which means you have to be in charge. But it's how you're in charge. It's not being in charge. It is how. And so, but my statistic I keep forgetting. I got a statistic which, well, I can't say that it alarms me, because I predicted it. I've been predicting it for years and years and years, but had no statistics to tell you to prove that what I was saying is actually now true. Boing, it's true. And everything I've ever, if you read all my 17 books, which you're not going to do, not necessary. One's enough. Just pick one. See, but the thing is that every book, if you take the trouble to read them all, is a prediction of everything that's happening today to America has come true, and we're falling into dictatorship. And we can't see it, because the more you fall under its spell, the less you can see it, or the less you want to see that you're not a free person, you're a slave.